Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I hope that your day is going great, and I just love that you are here continuing to focus on the positive and expand your mind and your heart and your energy. I love that. And I really love today's episode. It is just going to be really great for relationship patterns. And today we're working with a beautiful woman who has some really tricky relationship patterns. And it's like she's done some clearing, but there's a lot of things that are very, very stuck. And sometimes relationship patterns can feel so tricky. And so we're going to simplify today's episode and really break it down to make it easy. And just so you know ahead of time, Michelle is actually a therapist who has engaged in a lot of tapping. And you're going to notice as we dive in that I'm going to actually ask her to discontinue tapping, at least for a bit, but ultimately to discontinue it. And you'll see why that is. You'll see that there's some stuck spots that really need to be changed. And again, this one is a bit tricky. And so some things that you'll want to notice as we dive in is that she's just so sweet. Like, you'll notice that from her. And yet she has some really painful relationship patterns going on that we're going to start to open up. And you'll notice as we dive in, she mentions that she has some relationship issues that keep coming up that are painful. And when they do, that she retreats for a bit. And you'll want to notice that, because there's like layers of patterns that come up. And again, we're just going to simplify this to make it easy, because we want to see real change. That's what's key. And she also mentions, as we dive in, you'll notice, she mentions she's having a bit of trouble feeling like she's staying in her body, and that she's having a lot of fatigue, and there's a lot of mixed emotions that come up for her. So again, we're just going to break this down slowly, and of course, we're going to move it into the positive to start looking at how she can begin to transform this. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive in with beautiful Michelle. Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Hi. Yes, you too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Happy, beautiful day to you.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What can I help you with today? And I know you filled out a form, but I have not read it. So.
Okay. Sure. Well, I've been on a 15, 16 year health and healing journey. And I've made a lot of progress. It's been a lot of different things, and I can trail it all back to trauma and done a lot of therapy. I'm a therapist myself, and, you know, I've made a lot of efforts, and most recently, got into doing brain retraining, brain rewiring type of, healing and energy therapies like EFT and tapping. And those things have been probably the most helpful to me. And just recently I feel like I've hit another wall. I'm just kind of having more fatigue than usual even. And, a little more depression than in the past. And, you know, I kind of view it as like a layer that I'm working through, but sometimes it can get really, it can be discouraging to have put in a lot of effort. And I'm noticing too, that I tend to get more triggered with in relationships. And so that's sort of a difficult area for me, just trying to kind of move through or overcome whatever barriers I have that kind of trigger like a trauma response in my system in terms of like relationships and some of the challenges that come up. And I just noticed like that can kind of throw my whole health, you know, off track. And then I feel like I have to retreat and kind of hide away to regroup. And that's, I mean, I think like to a certain extent, that's okay. It's like some days I just need to be, you know, have alone time, but it just feels like I'm just missing something. Cause I still feel like my cells are not getting the energy they need, or, you know, and I'm dealing with electro hypersensitivity, and that's the one, like a lot of my symptoms, have cleared, or like I used to have chemical sensitivity, and that feels like that's cleared quite a bit from the brain rewiring. And you know, like I've made a lot of progress. I've noticed a lot of wins that I've had for sure. And so I would say the electrical hypersensitivity just to Wi-Fi and cell phones and stuff can still be challenging. I noticed that it tends to drain my energy. So yeah, that's kind of, I don't know, that's the nutshell of what I'm working with.
Okay. Yeah. And bingo. All right. So great, great self-awareness and bingo. Yes. All right. And if I ask you, as far as symptoms go, what are you experiencing any current symptoms right now?
Like fatigue and a little bit of depression and I've actually felt quite a little bit spacey and kind of a little bit wobbly on my feet. I had a car accident 2 years ago and kind of attribute to some of that to that. But yeah, a little bit, it's been sort of hard to just like be in my body and just kind of calm, like rest in.
I hear you. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. And I also see, there's a lot going on in my life with like housing changes and stuff. So that's part of it too. Just a lot of moving around, which I'm not totally used to.
Bingo. Absolutely. And I hear you. Okay. So a few things. Okay. So first and foremost, bingo. Yes. Okay, so a few things. Okay, so there's a lot of different information comes up. Yes. Okay, first and foremost, can you see how you're having kind of more and more of a feeling of having a harder time staying in your body?
It's like that's been, there's times where I feel pretty grounded in my body and pretty like resourced in my body. But right now, recently, yeah, it's been harder. It's been sort of harder.
Absolutely. If I asked you to not do the tapping, would you be open to that? Okay. So a lot of times what I see, just to give you an idea, all of the time what I see is I see people who are tapping a lot to try to create the change, and their body does one of a couple things. Either it starts wanting to be out of their body even more. So they have a harder time. They feel more dizzy. They feel less balanced. It's like their being wants to be out of their body. Or the other thing that I'll see is increased inflammation. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with like blood work as far as CRP. So, the C-reactive protein, I'll see people they come through and they have a lot of inflammation because they're trying to stay in their body. And then also they're doing a lot of tapping and they're trying to tap away an emotion that's there. And so I don't see it go well as far as health stuff goes. I see a variety of different things. So the body's kind of, it's either, yeah. So let's look at the underlying and go from there. But bingo. And in fact, I just had somebody last week with an elevated CRP, the C-reactive protein, and the doctor couldn't figure out why. And it's been like this big anomaly for everybody. And I was like, oh, you're doing a lot of tapping. She's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, well, this is one of the things that happens. So the body, it's kind of like, So the body tends to, it's trying to make an emotion go away that's really there. And either the body feels reactive to it or it feels like you want to get out of the body more. So let me see. Let's do a different way. Let's go like this. Bingo. Yes. Bingo. Let's go, bingo. Let's go this way. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and break this down even more with the emotional patterns and with tapping, because I want to be clear that inflammation is not there with everybody, not at all. But I have seen it many times, and we'll talk about why specifically that is, because if you are somebody who's experiencing that, then you can really create that shift in your own life. So we are going to talk about that. And as far as not feeling in their body with tapping, I want to elaborate on this even more, because many times when a person is actually doing the tapping, they'll feel a lot more grounded and feel a sense of relief. But the patterns aren't getting changed. And so a lot of times what ends up happening is they end up feeling a lot more spaced out when they're not tapping. And then so they'll do tapping and then they feel more grounded and more in their body. And then because all of these patterns are not getting addressed, they feel a lot more flighty and spaced out when they're not doing the tapping. And I've seen people who almost kind of become addicted to the tapping because, of course, it makes them feel better. But the problem is that the patterns that are really going on underneath, they can't see, which, by the way, as we continue on with Michelle, you'll start to see those patterns and that there's a lot going on and a lot of entanglement underneath. And so that's where we're going to go. But ultimately what can happen, because that tapping creates a sense of relief feeling, that the negative, when those feelings come back up after a person stops tapping, you know, a person can feel more overwhelmed by these negative things, and it can come up more and more for them, in which case a lot of times what I'll see is I'll see that person feel like the issues are not their problem, like it's everybody else but them. And of course they're not trying to think that, but that's what ultimately ends up getting programmed in. So that is a big one. Or in many cases, a person can feel like they want to escape their patterns, and they can program in a feeling of escapism to varying degrees. And that's where we're going with Michelle, because this feeling of flight is really, really big in her energy. And so speaking directly to her situation, you know, first and foremost, I loved her awareness when she said that she gets triggered with relationship stuff and she notices that it throws off her whole health stuff. So that part of her awareness, just really great that she can see the correlation, just very, very impressive that she can see that. And of course, that's ultimately what she'll want to change. Now, there's another part that comes in when she mentioned that, you know, her health gets triggered and everything like that, and she has to retreat and hide. And that, you know, that's okay to retreat sometimes is what she said, but you want to be really careful there, because ultimately that's what's happening. So there's a few things. So what's happening is that she's unconsciously training her nervous system for flight. You know, if you've ever heard before, fight or flight, what's happening is that every time she's feeling hurt and triggered, she's going into flight. Now, there's a few reasons that she's actually programming that in, is that she's calling it a retreat. Now, how many people love a retreat? You know, that sounds spiritual and evolved and enlightened. So if she's needing to go into a retreat, then it feels like spiritual. But what's happening is that she's saying, you know, when I get triggered, I go into retreat. But really what's happening is, you know, she's mentioned she's basically getting hurt and she's needing to go hide. So notice she mentioned retreat, but she also mentioned hide. And so unfortunately, what's happening is she's getting that very programmed in her mind. And of course, she's not doing it intentionally, but it's kind of like this, is that if you were next to a wall and it felt like it was burning you, and then you went away from the wall and it felt really good, and then you go towards the wall and it feels like it's burning you, and then you go away from the wall and it feels really good, you would program your nervous system to want to go in the direction of more pleasure and less pain. Now, of course, consciously, she wants to be able to connect with people, but it's getting programmed into her nervous system. And further, what happens is that it ends up manifesting in her life that way because it feels like it's safer. So now it's manifesting. And she mentioned she's been having a hard time with housing, that she's moved from one place to another. And that is really a theme, is that she's having a hard time finding housing and feeling grounded in one place. And that's because there's so much flight in her energy. And so ultimately what she'll want to do is address the specific patterns. And that's where we're going. And you'll notice there's a lot of patterns that come up. Now, as we relate this to health, you want to notice there's another piece to the puzzle in here. And she mentions that cell phones drain her energy. And when you think about cell phones and being around all these things, it's another level of programming in her nervous system that says, I need to be away from everybody and contact. And that's what's been going on. And so notice she says, that's improved. And clearly there's been more distance. And so it's like when you get more distance from everybody, that's why that isn't being triggered as much so more. So really it needs a different type of change, meaning that the cell phone one isn't there as much right now. So she mentions that, you know, with electricity and everything like that, she's feeling better with that one. But it's not necessarily because of programming. It's actually having to do with the quote unquote retreat or flight, if you will. And a simple way to illustrate this would be to think about somebody who'd been very traumatized by a car accident. And then they might be saying after that, you know, every time I'm around cars, it drains my energy. And you would say, oh, okay, there's a trigger there. There's a connection there that's a problem. There's an emotional issue there. And so part of what's happening is when she's around energy and cell phones and all of that, there's an issue, but also it's programming in that, you know, if she's away from everybody, it feels better. So that too is part of the fight or flight. And so this is the reason that I said, okay, if you could discontinue tapping for a bit, and what we really want you to do is look at these patterns. And even as we dive in, you'll notice she's got a lot of very challenging and painful patterns that are going on under all of this, which of course is why she mentions that with relationships, she gets very triggered. And so again, ultimately what you'll want to do if this is going on in your life is to create real change with those patterns. You know, even if we look at Michelle's situation, the reality of it is that it would feel so much better to feel loved, and we all really need love. And so that's ultimately what we need to do. Now, speaking again to the tapping really quickly about inflammation and all of that, I have seen that come up many times, but I don't want to say that's with 100% of people. It is definitely not. As you know by now, if you've been listening to past episodes, everything has to do with the emotional connection to something. And what I've seen a lot with tapping is sometimes people have emotions keep coming up and keep coming up, and they get frustrated. So they're tapping and tapping and tapping because they're just trying to feel better. Or what can happen is that after a while of using tapping, people aren't feeling like tapping is working as well because those patterns are so persistent. So then they're tapping and tapping a bit harder and tapping a bit harder. So there's that. Or sometimes the body's just really trying to say something, and that can happen. Or other times it's like people's body starts to get irritated or annoyed. Kind of like, let's say somebody came up to you and said, hey, 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 and they're just tapping on your shoulder and they're saying, hey, 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 you, hey, you. And they're tapping over and over and over. After a while, you might want to go, hey, stop it, you know? But that's kind of what the body can do in different areas, is that feeling of annoyance. So I've seen people have a lot of that even in their face, where they've been tapping on different areas of their face, and there's like this irritation feeling coming from the body. And so I've seen that come up in a variety of different ways. So again, I am definitely not saying it's everybody with tapping at all. I'm just saying I have seen multiple cases of that. And then people have medical records that are, everybody's perplexed. They're like, there's some unexplained inflammation going on and nobody can figure out why. And so I've seen that. And when people shift it, they can get that CRP or the body inflammation to go down. So that's something that I have seen come up. But in her case, the biggest situation is not necessarily the inflammation or any of that from the body. It's specifically wanting to change these patterns and wanting to not program in the flight from the patterns, but really look at them, because there are some painful, challenging patterns going on. And I mean, again, you can just feel from her heart, she's a sweetheart and she deserves to be loved. Everybody does, you know? And so clearing these patterns can help open up her life and her heart and, of course, her health and her relationships and her experience of life in general, you know? Obviously, human connection and love is one of the most beautiful things that we can experience in this world, and it can also be one of the most painful when it's off. And so that's where we want to go, is we want to really look at transforming these patterns underneath. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with Michelle. Here we go.
Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. Can you see the part of you that was a little bit unsettled with the idea of not tapping?
Yeah. Cause I mean, I think I'm a little bit like, I question that a little. Cause I've been moving and I lost my housing last August. So I've been literally bouncing around in a housing market where it's hard to find a rental. So I kind of attribute it to that, but I'm going to do a blood work to see what my CRP levels are. I'm curious about that.
Okay. And, this is what I would say is, this is interesting. This is coming up, but, a few things, and it not everybody, their CRP levels are elevated, but this is what I would say is you can actually see, if I think about 2 years before Louise Hay died, you familiar with who Louise Hay is?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. You can see a picture of her actually, a video of her tapping on her neck because she had neck pain and she couldn't get it to go away. And interestingly, I ended up connecting with her shortly after that. And long story short, there we go. Well, this is interesting. This is coming up, but it feels needed. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So basically, Louise Hay, how's a good way? I never want to say anything negative about anybody. And first and foremost, I have to say, I love Louise Hay. I think she was an amazing pioneer and absolutely fabulous. And she was doing a lot of tapping due to neck pain and all of that. And interestingly, I ended up meeting up with her and she was in a book signing line and I got into her book signing line because I figured I'd just say hi. And then the information came through my channel that said, I should give her a message. And so I told her at the book signing line, I said, okay, well, I have a message for you if you want it about your neck pain. And she paused and she paused her whole book signing line. She shut her whole book signing line down and went into a room with me. And we went into a room in like 5 minutes because I obviously knew that she had the book signing line and I had no idea what the message was. And the message in her neck was telling her two things. It was telling her that she was going to be aligned with dying and also like had stroke-like energy in it. And so obviously in 5 minutes, I didn't have time to help her shift everything or anything like that. So I had no idea what was coming up. So then when that came up, I was like, oh, okay. And obviously, I mean, she died like 2 years later. So it wasn't changed, but if you see, you can see all videos and stuff online with her tapping, but that was the information that came up for her in that neck pain. And so my point being is it, especially when it comes to health issues, it would be good to really understand what they are saying under it all. Does that make sense? Like have you been listening to past episodes?
I haven't actually, but I'll start tuning in more. I don't even remember how I came across your work. I was just like, I think it was did you connect with Tammy Mastroberti on the summit, her summit? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of like, how did I get led here? I think with, Tammy's summit, maybe if that makes sense, but,
I spoke on that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
Where I
met you. So
yeah.
Beautiful.
I was going to say too, with the tapping stuff, like I am aware, I have been aware, and I don't tap all the time. It's not like, I'm not like a tapping junkie. So I'm not constantly doing it, but because I kind of have like my system, like I'm not able to do it every day anyways. But anyway, like I have been aware that sometimes, you know, I feel a little like trying to find wording and things or finding a way to do it in such a way where it's not like trying to get something out of my body kind of thing. So I kind of get what you're saying. I think in that sense of like how it could be unhelpful to try to like force something to move out. If that's what part of that is. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. We're on the same track. So, and that leads to the next evolution of this. And so here we go. So, okay. So I love that. And I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this further. And first and foremost, I do want to say that I do not always control the information that comes up. And when I walked into this call, I had no idea that we were going to even be talking about tapping. And so I want to carry a lot of sensitivity around it just because I know that there are a lot of people who love tapping because they feel a sense of immediate type relief in the moment. However, what you'll want to notice, and you can see that from this call, is that you'll want to pay attention to what works without having a judgment either way. And that's something that I've done in my own life that has helped me to be able to get radical results, is to just not be attached to the process itself, but instead to keep focusing on getting real, tangible results. Because you've probably seen it before. I mean, so often people have been on the healing journey for years and still haven't gotten the results that they want. I mean, even here with Michelle, when you stop and think about it, she mentioned she's been on this healing journey for 16, 17 years, and she's still in this place where she's feeling extremely triggered by relationships. And if you think about it, she's also a therapist. And so you can see that what she's doing hasn't worked this far, which means that we really got to change it. And especially as we dive back in, you'll notice there are a lot of patterns that she has about feeling guilt and feeling like a bad person and patterns with her brother and different things like that that are all still there. And so you'll want to pay attention to what things work and what don't. And so we can see in this situation that, you know, if somebody's been on the healing journey for 16, 17 years and they're using tapping all the time, that it's not working for them to create that real change. And so that's what you'll want to make sure to be focused on in your life is, of course, radical change, how to get results and not in 15, 16, 17, 20 years, 50 years. You know, that's all the time what I see. You know, even if you think about past episodes, all of the time I'll work with people who have been on the spiritual or self-help path for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and have still not got the results. And so you want to make sure that you're just not attached to the processes itself, but about getting real change. And that's what we want to see. And so we are going to dive back in. But before we do, I also want to take a quick moment and speak to the Louise Hay part, because I have to say, first and foremost, I just adored the woman. I mean, I think she's beautiful. And when we met, it was a really beautiful exchange where we connected, and you know, she shut down her entire book signing line. And one of Louise's employees who has worked with her since the 90s, and her name was Karen, but she came up afterwards and was like, "Oh my God, is everything okay? I've never seen her shut down her book signing line ever." And so, and it was just really quickly. I mean, we were off in another room for about 5 or 10 minutes, so it wasn't that long. And of course, you know, the stuff that we talked about changing, clearly she didn't change. I mean, after that, she did have a stroke and then also died. Of course, I'm not saying if you tap and you have neck pain that you're going to have a stroke and die. Not at all. But what I am saying is that I think that she got a little bit lost in tapping, and that her core principles of what she taught and believed, I think she kind of lost track of those. And I don't 100% agree with all of her work and all of her processes. You know, I do things a lot differently and see things in a different way, but I liked her core foundational beliefs. And I just think that she was an incredible pioneer, and I just love her. And in some beautiful way, that exchange that day was beautiful. It almost felt like, in some ways, like she was kind of passing the baton in a way, like she knew everything was going to be okay. And it was just this feeling. And of course, I didn't know that she wasn't going to change the things, but it was just this incredible feeling and a beautiful being. And point being of it all is that real change is what you want to do for your health and for your life. And that said, getting back on track with Michelle, let's go ahead and look at some of the patterns that are going on for her underneath it all that are actually triggering her and keeping her stuck. Here we go.
Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And yes, bingo. And if I ask you how much you're aware of like a pattern of feeling guilty, how much can you find that in your life?
did you pick up on that when I responded to how I haven't been listening to your podcast?
No, actually. Okay. No, before all the tapping stuff. But No, but if I ask you, bingo. But if I ask you 0 to 10, how much?
I mean, it's like I'm kind of getting like fuzzy in the head, which to me indicates it's like a, you know, a point of, is there something there? I know, like, I'm aware that I get, that I have unnecessary guilt from stuff that I've tried to have to like work through that. Like I was kind of like a martyr as a kid and took on all the family stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like responsible, you know, unconsciously took on responsibility for other people's stuff. So I've been trying to like change that. So,
okay. Yeah, so just for a moment,
like a 7 or an 8 or something, maybe a 7.
There you go. Okay. So great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. That's what I get. 7, 8, even spiking to a 9, but right in there. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And isn't it crazy when somebody doesn't even do anything wrong and they're feeling guilty all the time? That's crazy, right?
Yes.
It's crazy. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And just breathe. And just for a moment, just take a breath. Bingo. And I want to remind you that you are supported. And I want to remind you that your goal is to lift your energy even more, to feel safe, to feel happy, healthy, to feel all of that. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to remind you that this pattern of feeling guilty all the time isn't serving you. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I see the pattern of guilt coming in at a very young age, about age 3. So it looks like it's been here for quite a while. Can you see that?
Yeah, I don't remember specifically, but yeah, I know it's been with me for a while.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. There's also a feeling of feeling like you're a bad person. Can you see that?
Yes.
Especially if I look at your, yep. You're like, yep, clearly. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially if I look at your like 4-year-old self. Wow. She feels like she's a really bad person. You see that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been aware of that one too. And I've been trying to switch that off over too for a long time. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just like feeling bad no matter for no reason. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I just want to remind your mind for a moment. Obviously, they're not serving you, and it's not helpful. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. That, bingo. That. Bingo. Interesting. Okay. So there's a feeling of feeling like, I'm going to put it into words, and we'll see how the translation does. Okay. But it's almost like this feeling of feeling like if you're a good person, it's like if you're too good, it's like you're a square, you're tattletale or a square or unfun, uncool. Can you see that?
That resonates from childhood somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a tattletale technically from age 3 also.
I think I was kind of like that. Like my older brother was sort of, you know, he was out drinking in high school and I would like tell, you know? Like, I mean, I think I had that sort of that I took on some of that role. Maybe I felt bad about that or something and have continued to.
Well, technically what's happening is you felt, so what I see is you felt like you were doing the right thing, like you were doing something good by telling, but then it didn't feel so good in relationships. Like it didn't feel so good if your brother would get upset with you or things like that. And so, so it's a lot of mixed messaging going on in your wiring. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bingo. I'm going to remind you that being good is cool. Being good is cool. Being good is safe. I'm going to ask you to breathe and just take that in for a moment. Being good is cool. Being good is safe. Being good is fun. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. If I ask you to notice how that feels, how does that feel when you bring that in?
It feels a little bit lighter. It feels freeing. I feel a sense of like a little bit of freeing up, clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Right? Beautiful. So we're going to bring it in even more. So I'm going to have you just bring that in and be like, of course, good is cool. And if you think about it for a moment, I mean, if you think about people in the world that you like and people in the world that you think are amazing, how many of them are good people?
All of them.
Absolutely. So notice and bring in the awareness that you know that good is cool. Of course, good is cool and amazing and wonderful, and good is cool and good is safe. I'm going to ask you to bring that in. That good is cool and good is safe. Of course it is. Of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that? Of course.
Of course it is. Of course.
Of course it is. Of course. Great. Of course. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm gonna ask you to breathe. Bingo. All right. So I want you to notice how that feels. And if I ask you your level of fatigue right now, what's your level? 0 to 10.
I mean, it took away the fatigue sensation in the brain.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it and break this down even further. You know, first and foremost, I love her self-awareness, that she is seeing these patterns and getting more clear, and her brother and different things like that. And likely you can start to see why a person would want to run with these type of emotions and triggers coming up. You know, if you think about those flight feelings, when you stop and think about that feeling on the inside where she's feeling guilty and she's feeling like a bad person and like a tattletale, and then it's almost bad to be good, and that her brother was mad at her for that, but then she feels like towards her mom, like she's doing the right thing. And so there are so many different emotions that can come up for a person that makes it hard to really connect in a relationship if those patterns are still going on. And by the way, coming up, she's actually able to bring her fatigue way down just by addressing some of these patterns. And so she starts feeling more clarity and feeling more energy. So that's a good thing, and that's where we're going. But I'm going to go ahead and pause the session here and continue the rest of it next week, because I want to take a moment and really process what is going on and unpack this a bit further, just because I see things like this all of the time with so many people, relationship patterns, and it can feel really hard and painful. And so I want to offer you a quick step that you can do in your own life to start making a change. You know, so often people identify what they want. Oh, I want this relationship. I want that relationship. But they never get clear on how they want to feel in relationships. And so a lot of times the feelings that dominate them on the inside, if there's been problems, is hurt or even wanting to get back at people or a lot of blame or resentment. And these can be the dominant emotions in the relationship area that then just continue to attract more of the same. And so the quick, easy step is exactly that, is I am going to recommend that you take a moment and decide how it is that you do want to feel. And so that's what I want to invite you to do today, is just getting clear, like one or two ways that you want to feel in a relationship, and see if you can focus on that and really start gaining more clarity. And by the way, I know that there are some people who have terrible relationship patterns and a lot of hurt and said, oh, well, that's way too easy. I'm not going to do that. And if you notice your mind doing that, you want to remember that, yes, it's simple, but without getting the clarity of what it is that you want to get in your mind, most people won't get the results. And instead, what they'll do is exactly what's going on here, is they'll spend years and years and years and years and years trying to stamp out the negative and tap it out and get rid of it, but they never really fully just at least start getting that clarity of what it is that they do want in the mind and how they want to feel. And of course, there are definitely more steps for transformation, But you'll want to start with this simple step first to even begin the transformation. All right, so that said, next week we're going to take it to the next level with Michelle. And as always, if you know of somebody who is experiencing a lot of hurt or relationship hurt, it would be really great to share this episode. You know, the more hope that people have and the more empowered people feel in their own lives to be able to create that change, the better the world will be for all of us. You know, can you imagine looking around the world and seeing everybody empowered and happy and healthy and in love and having great relationships? I mean, that would be beautiful. And it really starts with the awareness and the empowerment that we all have that capability. And we don't have to be stuck in patterns for years and years and years, but we really can make a change in our lives. And on that note, I wish you a most incredible, wonderful, empowered, and loving the rest of your day. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.